Yes, the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your helps. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have done in our lives. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your solutions that we have gotten. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for opening unto us the doors the enemy have closed. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for moving mightily in our lives and situations to help us and to give us victories. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for helping us to become better Christians. Thank you, Father, for helping us to succeed in the same things others have failed. Thank you, Father. We thank you for great plans you have for our lives and for the fact that you will fulfill those plans. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. And we thank you also for you will answer us as we will pray here tonight. Thank you, Father. I ask, Lord, that you show us mercy as we call upon your name this night. Show us mercy in Jesus' name. Touch every life here and those that will still join us. Touch every life in Jesus' name. Let your glory fall upon us. Let your power work in our lives and situations. And let your power create miracles in our lives. In Jesus' name. Let your fire be released to give us deliverance and breakthroughs as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our midst, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord will visit you tonight and He will change your life for good. In Jesus' name, we're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we are going to pray with prayer points. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are so great and mighty. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever, great are you, Lord. We will worship you forever, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Is alive, amen. Is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. Is alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy? Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. No one like Jesus. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, we say there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up Your name within our hearts, full of praise. With an heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. For you are mighty. You govern the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Lord. Your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. For you are mighty. You call the whole world in your hands. You got the in your ways. You got the whole world in your ways. You got the whole world in your ways. You call the whole world in your ways. Through your weight, appearing of God. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place, the weight of your power. Draw your weight in this place, Spirit of God, the weight of your glory. Draw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow, Spirit of God. Draw your weight in this place. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need your river. How we need your river. How we need your rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory right now. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Let your holy presence fill this place. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Lord, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow. Grace to follow you. Abundant grace to follow. Lord, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Grace to serve you. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Grace to your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me, Lord. Grace to know you. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Father, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Begin to adore him. Begin to praise him. Begin to glorify him. Magnify him. Worship him for who he is. Praise him for who he is. Worship him for who he is in power. Worship him for who he is in glory. Worship and adore him for who he is in dominion, in authority, in strength. Worship him. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the Lord of hosts, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of heaven and the earth, the one who was, is the one who is, and is the one who is to come. Praise him. Is the one who opens doors no man can shut. And is the one who closes doors no man can open. Worship and praise him. He is the self-sufficient God. He doesn't need anyone's help. And all men shall need his help. Praise him. He is the all-sufficient God. He has everything we can ever need. He has all the answers to our prayers. He has all the solutions to our problems. Why can't you worship and praise him? Why can't you praise him with the whole of your heart? Why can't you worship him with your voice? For there is no other God that can save beside him. There is no other God that gives eternal life except him. There is no other God we can run to except him. He is our Father. Even if he chastises us, even if he corrects us, we will still run back to him. Even if he wounds us, we will still run back to him, because we do not have any other God except him. Worship and praise him, for he is our all in all. He is our all in all. And we cannot do without him. For without him, we can do nothing. For without him, we can receive nothing. We can become nothing. For without him, we see nothing. He is the light by which we see. He is our peace. He is our hope. He is our comfort. He is our rest. We praise you, Father. He is our health. He is our strength. He is our wealth. He is our riches. He is everything we need. And he is everything we have. We praise you, Father. And we are grateful for having you in our lives. We are grateful for having you very close to us. We are grateful, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me your righteousness. Say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul and for giving me your righteousness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul from the bondage of sin. Say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul from the bondage of Satan. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul from the bondage of death, from the bondage of demons. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me salvation. Thank you for giving me your righteousness. Thank you for pulling me out of darkness. And thank you for establishing me in your marvelous light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, thank you, Lord, for saving me from destruction. Thank you for saving me from worldliness. Thank you for saving me from the pollution and corruption in this world. Thank you for calling me out of darkness unto yourself. Thank you for calling me out of sin unto yourself. Thank you for giving me your own righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins and for giving me the power to sin no more. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for forgiving my sins. And thank you for giving me the power to sin no more. Thank you for giving me the power to please you. Thank you for giving me the power to do your will. Thank you, Father, for giving me the power to obey your instructions and commandments. Thank you for giving me the power to do what is right in your sight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for setting me free from the bondage of fear. And thank you for helping me to believe and trust in you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me freedom from the captivity of fear. Thank you for giving me freedom from the captivity of doubt. Thank you for giving me freedom from the captivity of unbelief. Thank you for helping me to believe and trust in you. Thank you for helping me to have faith in you. Thank you for helping me to trust in your word. Thank you, Father, for helping me to hold on to your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank the Lord. You can say thank you for helping me to see that all things are possible with you in my life. Say thank you, Father, for making me to see and know that all things are possible with you in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for making me to see. Thank you for making me to acknowledge that all things are possible with you in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me to believe that there is nothing I cannot have, that there is nothing I cannot possess, that there is nothing I cannot hold with you in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me to believe that there is no height I can't reach. Thank you, Father, for making me to believe that there is no height I cannot attain, that there is no level of greatness I cannot reach because of you in my life. Because of your presence in my life. Thank you, Father, for giving me such assurance. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank the Lord. You can say, thank you, Father, for filling my heart with great joy. Thank you for sending away sorrows from my life. Thank you for sending away sadness from my life. Thank you for sending away troubles from my heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for filling my heart with great joy. Thank you for filling my soul with great joy. Thank you, Lord, for filling my mind with great joy. Thank you for removing sorrow from my heart. Thank you for removing trouble from my soul. Thank you for removing sadness from my soul. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Just begin to thank Him. You begin to say, thank you, Lord, for your power that has been released to perform your miracles in my life. Say, thank you for your power that has been released to perform your blessings in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your power that you have released to perform your miracles in my life. Thank you for your power that you have released to perform the answers to my prayers. Thank you, Father, for your power that you have released to solve my problems. Thank you, Father, for your power that you have released to change the story of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is fighting my battles. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is fighting my battles. Thank you for your mighty hand that is making me to overcome my enemies. Thank you for your mighty hand that is keeping me above all my enemies. Thank you for your mighty hand that is giving me victories on every side. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your Son, that is, as in S-S-U, Hen, yeah, sun, as in sunlight, yeah. So that's why you pray that prayer. You're going to say, Father, let your sun arise in my life and shine. You're going to say, Father, let your sun arise in my life and shine, and let every darkness disappear at the shining of your sun. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus is that sun, S-S-U-N. Yeah, there is a divine stone that is different from the one that we see during the day. And Jesus Christ is that stone. And that stone can shine upon your life and evaporate and neutralize all the darkness in your life. Begin to say, Father, let your stone shine upon me. Let your sun rise and shine upon my life, upon my head, upon my spirit, upon my environment, upon my situations, but I let your sun shine. I let every darkness in my life disappear. Just as darkness cannot be found in the day, just the way night cannot appear in the day. Father, let your sun shine upon me, and let no darkness be able to survive in my life. Let no darkness be able to stay in my life. Let no darkness be able to operate in my life. Oh Lord, shine upon me. Shine your sun upon me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some days ago, I think it's over a month now, I saw a dream. And in that dream, I saw a man of God that is popular, that is well known. And then that man of God suddenly came out of the house, and he began to he was angry with certain people. Yeah, he was frowning his face. He was angry with them, and then he was telling them. He said, "Why did you allow the sun to go down before its time?" Yeah, so it was as if those people were involved in the sun going down. Yeah, so he was telling them. He said, "Why did you allow the sun to go down before its time? That the sun should still be shining." Yeah, so I was surprised to see that kind of a dream. Yeah, so but when I woke up, I now understand that he was not talking about this physical sun, yeah, that shines in daytime. Yeah, he was talking about the divine sun. Yeah, so which means something was going on. Yeah, something was going on, and then the enemy came in to stop it. Yeah, so God was performing an operation, but then the enemy came in to stop him. So in that dream, it was as if he was talking to some angelic creatures, or maybe to angels, and was telling them that it's not yet time for the sun to go down. Yeah, that they should bring the sun back. And sometimes God starts an operation in our lives. And then along the way, the enemy comes in, and then the things stop. Yeah, so I want you to pray. And maybe God has started a good work in your life. But right now, it appears as if that good work has stopped, or couldn't reach the level of completion. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your son, as an S-U-N, let your son shine upon me. And let every good work you have started in my life continue and continue till it is finished, till it is completed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let your Son of righteousness, shine upon my life. And let every good work you have started in my life, every good work you have started in my family, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny, oh Lord, let those work continue. And let them be completed. Let them continue till they are completed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every good work you have started in me and around me, oh Lord, do not stop. Continue them now and finish them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, if you look at the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. It says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the star. Yeah, verse 3 says, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. So you can see that God promised in his word that the Son of Righteousness shall arise upon us. And that Son shall come with healing. And Jesus is that Son of Righteousness. Praise the Lord. Jesus is that Son of Righteousness. And Jesus have already come. Yeah, because this was in the Old Testament. Jesus have already come and have already died on the cross for us. Yeah, so this is the time when this kind of Son shines upon you. So you're going to pray. And when this kind of sun shine upon you, it means God has visited you and a new season has come upon you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the sun of righteousness shine upon me and let a new season emerge in my life, a new season of greatness, a new season of glory. Let it emerge in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the Son of Righteousness shine upon me. Let the Son of Righteousness shine upon me, and let a new season emerge in my life. Let a new season emerge in my life. A new season of greatness. A new season that will be full of signs and wonders. a new season that will be full of mighty miracles. Let that new season emerge in my life right now. A new season that will be full of great testimonies. Let that season emerge in my life right now. According to the shining of the Son of Righteousness, let a new season emerge in my life. Let a new season emerge in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There's a difference between time and season. There are always times of receiving blessings from God. But you can be in a time, and then in that time you receive a blessing from God, and then 3 months can pass, and then you receive nothing again. Yeah, that is time. But time is different from season. A season is a state where you keep receiving a lot of blessings from God. So, which means it's not about I receive a blessing today, and then, or I receive a miracle today, and then before I receive another one, maybe 5 weeks have passed. Yeah, no, a season is different. A season is not like that. A season is that you keep receiving new things from the Lord every day. You know, just the way you could be in a rainy season. Yeah, or in winter, in summer. Yeah, just the way you could be in such season. And then all that you keep seeing is, you keep seeing snow falling from the sky. Or you keep seeing rain falling. Yeah, that is how a season is. So which means God can put you in a season where every day you keep saying good things, and every day you keep smiling, and you keep sharing new testimonies. That is what we are praying for. So I want you to pray that prayer again. So I believe now is the time for this kind of God's visitation to happen in your life. I don't know if you believe that. So if you believe, you're going to say, Father, by the rising and shining of your Son of Righteousness, let my life be put into a new season. Or put my life into a new season, where everything I see is goodness, blessings, breakthroughs, progress. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Father, by the rising and shining of your Son of Righteousness, put me into a new season, where all that I see is goodness, mercies, blessings, prosperity, happiness, rejoicing, celebration. Oh Lord, put me and my family into that season right now. Put me and my household into that season right now. We keep getting miracles on daily basis, helps on daily basis, favors on daily basis, victories on daily basis, deliverance on daily basis. Put me in that season. put me in that seat. Continue to pray like that. Put me into the season where good things never end. Surround me with a season where miracles never end, blessings never end, helps never end. Oh Lord, put me into that season by the power of your Son of Righteousness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, it says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Unto you that fear my name, unto you that fear my name, you're going to pray. You know, when God was destroying the Egyptians, or maybe I should use the word, when he was demonstrating his judgment upon the Egyptians, remember that the children of Israel was in the same country. The children of Israel, they were in the same land, and they were not having those judgments in their home place. Yeah, God would send frogs into all the houses of the Egyptians. And yet, in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were staying, nothing of such will happen. There will be no frogs. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that this Son of Righteousness can shine upon you, and your whole life will be set apart from the lives of unbelievers, and you will be enjoying life while others are complaining of hardship and afflictions. You will be enjoying life. So I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, let your Son of Righteousness shine upon me, and let it separate my life for blessings, for greatness. Let it separate my life from the rest of the world, for blessings, for greatness, for honor. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So the fact that others are suffering doesn't mean you should suffer. The fact that others are looking for how to survive, looking for food, doesn't mean you should look for that. Because you belong to God's kingdom, because you are God's child. So you are not the same with them. Begin to say, Father, shine upon me your Son of Righteousness, and let that Son separate my life from others. Let my life be separated from others in this world for greatness, for success, for blessings. In the name of Jesus, separate my life from the afflictions that is prevailing over many people in the world. Say, Father, separate my life from that affliction. Separate my life from the poverty that is prevailing over many people in the world at this time. Say, Father, separate my life from the suffering and hardship that is prevailing over many people in the world at this time, and put me in a season where I enjoy blessings continually, where I enjoy your greatness, your blessings, your miracles continually. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, in the days of Jesus Christ, I mean, when Jesus was here on earth as a man, the people were expecting a Messiah that would deliver them from the oppression of the Roman government. They were expecting a Messiah that would come and deliver them from the heavy taxes the Roman government was asking from them. They were expecting a Messiah that would come and, you know, fight the Roman government. Yeah, but that was not the plan of God. Jesus didn't come to do that. He didn't come to, you know, come and face the government, because the government have put many of the lives of the people in suffering and in poverty. Jesus didn't come at that time to do that, and that was one of the reasons why many of them didn't believe in him as the Messiah. Yeah, because they expected that he would come and fight the Roman government for them, overthrow the Roman government. Yeah, because they were suffering under that government. Yeah, but what was Jesus doing at that time? Yeah, we saw Jesus multiplying fishes. We saw Jesus multiplying loaves of bread to feed thousands. Yeah, so maybe some of you are looking for a revolution to happen in the government of your country. Yeah, you know, for certain things to change in your life. Yeah, what if that is not God's plan? What God wants to do in your life is to turn loaves of bread and fishes into plenty. What if what God wants to do is to bring things out of nothing? Yeah, so you're going to pray. So the solution to your problem is not in the hand of any man. And it is not in the hand of the government. Yeah. It is in the hand of Jesus himself. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, connect me with all the blessings and helps that you have positioned in my scarcity, in my lack, in my poverty. Say, Lord Jesus, connect me with the blessings and helps you have positioned in these situations I'm going through. Lord Jesus, connect me with the blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. While you are seeing problems, afflictions, Jesus wants you to see solutions and blessings that you have already put in your situation. So, Lord Jesus, connect me with the blessings and helps you have placed in my situations, in my scarcity, in my lack, in my suffering. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see your helps and blessings you have placed for me in the midst of my scarcity, in the midst of my sufferings. Continue to talk to him like that. So, Lord Jesus, connect me now with your blessings and helps that you have placed in the midst of my situations. Connect me with them now in the name of Jesus. Help me to see your helps that is already waiting for me in the midst of my unpleasant situations. Help me to see your blessings that are already waiting for me in the midst of my challenging situations. Help me, Lord Jesus, and help me to receive those helps. Help me to receive those blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. Yeah, while the people in the days of Jesus were complaining about the hardships and sufferings and the oppression that the Roman government imposed upon them, Jesus was busy calling the people to repentance. He was busy telling them to repent and believe the gospel, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yeah, so the solution to the problems of this generation is that you will repent and return to God. That is the solution. The solution is not somebody coming and then sharing money to everyone, and somebody coming to you and saying, take this money, take that money. That is not the solution. That is not where the solution is. In fact, the solution is not in having good government, nice government. No, the solution is in that we all repent and return to God. Yeah, that is where the solution is. And that is how we will all come out of oppression and afflictions. And so you're going to pray. And if you have not repented of certain things, God may not take you out of your oppression. In fact, you will still be oppressed by the enemy because you have not repented. You have not repented of certain things. You have not turned away from certain sins. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to repent genuinely. Help me to repent completely so that the sun of righteousness of the Lord can shine upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to repent genuinely from every sin. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to repent genuinely from every sin. Not from some sins, from all sins. We must repent from all sins. So, Holy Spirit, help me to turn away from every sin so that the sun of righteousness from heaven can shine upon my life, can shine upon my family, can shine upon my destiny. Holy Spirit, help me to turn away from every sin. In the name of Jesus, help me now, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you look at that verse very well, it said, but unto you that fear my name, unto you that fear my name. And when you no longer fear God, you will sin deliberately. If you no longer fear God, you will sin against God deliberately. Now, because this generation are behaving like, what will God do? Yeah, I can talk anyhow. I can think anyhow. I can live anyhow. What will God do? That is how the generation of people today are behaving. What will anybody do? I can live my life anyhow. I pray you are not living like that. Yeah, so when the fear of God is missing, because you have now come to a point where you don't care how God feels about your life, and then your mind is so puffed up, and then you don't care what God can do. Yeah, you just want to have your way. Be careful. Because God can do a lot. I pray that you will not fall under God's anger and judgment in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, plant the fear of God in my heart. Plant the fear of God in my soul, so that I will not deliberately sin against God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. So Holy Spirit, plant in my soul, in my mind, real fear of God in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, plant in my soul, plant in my heart, real fear of God, strong fear of God, so that I will not deliberately sin against God. In the name of Jesus, plant in me the fear of God. Plant in me the fear of God. In the name of Jesus, take away from me stony heart. Take away from me hard heart. Create in me an humble heart. Create in me a fearful heart towards God. In the name of Jesus. Create in me a heart that honors God and fear God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Unto you that fear my name. Unto you that fear my name. You will not fear him. You will not fear his name if all you care about is yourself. If you love yourself more than him, there's no way you will fear his name. The fear of God is connected with the love of God. You cannot fear him if you don't love him. You cannot honor him if you don't love him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that loves God more than anything, more than everything, and more than my whole life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that loves the Lord, a heart that loves Jesus more than bread. Create in me a heart that loves Jesus more than food, more than money, more than everything in this earth, more than my own life. Create in me such heart. In the name of Jesus. There are some people who, because of hunger, they began to compromise with sin. And then they began to say, I have to find a way to survive. And God understand, that, you know, that I cannot continue in hunger. So that means you love your stomach more than God. I mean, that means they love their stomach more than God. They love food more than God. Yeah. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in my heart a heart that loves the Lord more than everything. More than everything. Including my own life, more than my own life. Give me such heart in the name of Jesus. God is looking for people that are ready to die trusting Him. People that are ready to die pleasing Him. Just came to help you. Say, Holy Spirit, give me such heart. Give me such heart that cannot deny you in the face of trials, in the face of temptations. Give me such heart that cannot deny you in the face of persecution and in the face of tribulations. Give me such heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, do you know that much of the negative things we go through in this earth is a test from the Lord, apart from those ones that are attacks from the devil? Yeah, much of the negative things, they are tests from the Lord. So God is testing us. Is testing how much we love Him and how much we trust Him. Yeah, and many Christians have failed God. They have failed His test. I pray that you will not fail God in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. Apostle Paul said, he said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? He said, shall tribulation, shall suffering, even said, shall nakedness, shall famine. Yeah, he said, nothing shall separate him from the love of Christ. Can you also say that? That nothing in this world shall separate you from the love of Christ. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help my love for God, for Christ, to grow stronger and deeper, such that nothing will be able to take away such love from me. Such that nothing will be able to take away the love of Christ from me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help my love for God to grow stronger and deeper. Help my love for Jesus to grow stronger and deeper, such that nothing will be able to separate me from that love. In the name of Jesus, such that nothing, no matter how strong, will be able to separate me from God's love, from loving God. Holy Spirit, help my love to grow stronger. Help my love to grow deeper. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Which means, the Son of Righteousness has healing to offer. Yeah. The Son of Righteousness is a person, and I say that is a symbol of who Jesus is. And then this Son of Righteousness gives healing. So when it's shining, there is healing that keeps entering into your life. Yeah, and when this sun is shining, there is a wind that blows at the same time, because that sun also has wings. And then as the Son of Righteousness moves his wings, healing begins to flow. Healing begins to enter into your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the Son of Righteousness shine upon me. And let divine healing enter into my life. Let divine healing enter into every part of me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the Son of Righteousness shine upon me right now. Let the Son of Righteousness shine upon my body, shine upon my soul, shine upon my spirit, and let divine healing begin to enter into me. Let divine healing from the Lord, divine healing from his wings, begin to enter into me right now in the name of Jesus. Divine healing from the Son of Righteousness, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my life, enter into my spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Divine healing from the Son of Righteousness, enter into me right now. Enter into my life right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And now, you also need to know that healing and deliverance, they function together. Yeah, because healing has to do with restoration. Yeah, healing has to do with things coming back to the way God created them to be. Yeah, so when God heals your body, it means God brings your body back to the way he created it to be. Yeah, that is healing. When God heals your soul, it means he brings your soul back to the way he created it to be. And when he heals your spirit, the same thing. Yeah, that is what he does. So now, deliverance is when God separates from you all the darkness that is not allowing your life to become who God created you to be. Yeah, that is deliverance. When God removes the darkness that is not allowing you to function the way God created you to function. Yeah, that is deliverance. So that is why whenever there is healing, there is also deliverance at the same time. Yeah, whenever there is healing, there is deliverance at the same time. Yeah, because for God to heal anyone, He must have taken away the darkness. Yeah, that is not allowing that person to function the way He created the person to function. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus. You're going to say, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow upon my life. And let healing and deliverance begin to happen to me at the same time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Then begin to say, let restoration and deliverance begin to happen to me at the same time. Say, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow into my life, blow upon me, and let healing and deliverance begin to happen to me right now at the same time. In the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus, the healing wind from the wings of Jesus, let it blow upon me. Let it blow into my body, blow into my soul, blow into my spirit, and let divine healing and deliverance begin to happen instantly. In the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus, let the wind from the throne of righteousness enter into me right now. Thank you, Father. Let the hay from the wings of Jesus enter into me right now. And let both healing and deliverance begin to happen to me at once, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I can see that there is a weight of darkness upon some of you, and that darkness is not allowing you to function as God wants you to function. It's not allowing you to function both spiritually and physically. And the way God wants you to function. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow away every weight of darkness upon my life. Right now, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow away every weight of darkness upon my body, soul, and spirit that is not allowing me to function the way I should. Let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow them away. Right now, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow right now. Let every weight of darkness upon my life disappear right now by the power of the wind of from the wings of Jesus. Let every weight be blown away. Let every weight of darkness be blown away from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, every weight of darkness that is not allowing me to grow spiritually, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow them away. Every weight of darkness that is not allowing my spiritual gifts and spiritual abilities to manifest, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow them away right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. It says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. With healing in his wings. Yeah, I remember some time ago, there was an angel that came to me, but this angel is in a form, came in a form of an eagle. Yeah, you know an eagle. Yeah, but this kind of eagle was a very giant one, a very big eagle. Yeah, so I remember at that time, I think I was being attacked by some powers of and forces of darkness. Yeah, I was very weak. Yeah, so this eagle suddenly came from the sky, from heaven, and then the eagle began to flap its wings. Yeah, it began to move the wings. You know the way birds move their wings, and as that eagle was flapping the wings, strength began to enter into me, and I began to get stronger and stronger. Now, what I'm saying is that there is strength in the wings of Jesus. Yeah, because we saw, I told you that the Son of Righteousness are mentioned in this verse. Is referring to Jesus Christ. Yeah, so there is strength in the wings of Jesus. So I believe Jesus sent that eagle to come and strengthen me. Yeah, and we also saw how angels also came to strengthen Jesus himself when he was fasting in the wilderness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow strength into my life that will destroy every weakness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow strength into me. Strength that will destroy every weakness. Strength that will terminate every weakness in me. Let the wind from the wings of Jesus blow the strength into me right now. Continue to pray like that. So let strength from the wings of Jesus enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Everlasting strength. Let that strength enter right now. In the name of Jesus, everlasting strength from the wings of Jesus, possess me now. In the name of Jesus, everlasting strength. The kind of strength that comes from Jesus is not a strength that goes down. It's a strength that continually increases. So begin to say, let everlasting strength from the wings of Jesus possess me now. And let all my weaknesses disappear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus told that woman at the well in John chapter 4. He said, if you know the person talking to you, you would have asked him to give you the living water. And he went further to say, when you have this living water, you will never thirst again. Yeah, so in all my encounters with Jesus, I have realized that anything that comes from Jesus is everlasting. It has no end. Anything that Jesus gives and anything that Jesus does is everlasting. There is no end to it. So that was why he was telling that woman, he said, I could give you the living water. And when you have it, you will never thirst again. Yeah. So when you know who Jesus is, you will know how to ask for everlasting things from him. Things that we endure forever. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the stone of righteousness shine upon me. And let that stone create in me everlasting flow of blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Everything Jesus gives is everlasting. If Jesus heals you right now, it means that he doesn't want you to fall sick anymore. That's why he heals you. Yeah, everything from Jesus is everlasting. If Jesus bless you with money right now, it means he doesn't want you to run dry financially anymore. Everything from Jesus is everlasting. Do you believe? If you believe, ask that he will create in your life everlasting flow of his blessings. Everlasting flow of his blessings. So in the name of Jesus, let the stone of righteousness shine upon me. And let that stone created me unending flow of blessings in the name of Jesus. Let that sun create in me a flow of living waters, everlasting flow of living waters that will make me to never thirst in the name of Jesus. Let Jesus create in me everlasting flow of supplies, of abundance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. It says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And then it went further to say, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the storm. Yeah, I want to see the way New Living Translation put that part of that verse. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Yeah, it says, and you will go free, leaping with joy, like calves let out to pasture. Yeah, that is a great deliverance. Yeah, it's a kind of manifestation that you've been released to manifest your destiny. Yeah, you've been released to possess your possessions. You've been released to become who God says you are. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the stone of righteousness shine upon me. And let that stone, let the shining of that stone release me to manifest my destiny in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the sun of righteousness shine upon me and release me to manifest my calling and destiny in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Let the sun of righteousness shine upon my life, shine upon my destiny, and release me to fulfill my destiny in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Let the stone of righteousness shine upon me and release me to become who God says I am right now, in the name of Jesus. Let the stone of righteousness shine upon me and release me to possess my possessions in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Let the stone of righteousness shine upon me and release me to ascend to the heights God have ordained for my life and destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We have three more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me deliverance in those realms where I have been tied down from becoming who you have sent me to become in this earth. So Lord Jesus, give me deliverance in those realms of darkness where I have been tied down from becoming the person you created me to become on earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, give me deliverance in those realms. Give me deliverance in those realms right now in the name of Jesus. God, just there, let Toba Shinagala. Give me deliverance in every realm where I have been captured. And the intention for that captivity is that I will not become the person God sent me to the world to become. Oh Lord, appear in those realms and release me. In the name of Jesus. In every realm where they have tied me down, because they know who God has sent me to become on earth, and they don't want me to become that person. Lord Jesus, appear in those realms and release me. Appear in those realms and release me. Release me. Release me. Release me. Release me. Release me, release me right now. Release me right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. God is releasing many of you as you are praying this prayer. I can see many of you be released. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, appear in those realms and release me. In the realms where they have tied me down and their intention is that I will not reach the height God wants me to reach. The intention is that I will not become the person God sent me to the world to become. Lord Jesus, appear in those realms and lose me and release me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. I believe you know that you yourself can be weaponized by darkness against your whole life. I believe you know that. In fact, that is how the principalities oppress people and enslave people. Usually the principalities, they will use you to enslave yourself. They will use you to capture your own life. That's the way to put it. They will use you yourself to put yourself in captivity. So which means you are an instrument in the hand of principalities to be used against your life. Yeah, just the way you can be an instrument in the hand of God, you can also be an instrument in the hand of Satan. And Satan will use you against yourself and against your own life. I have seen this thing happen many times. And more than half of the problems in this world are caused by human beings themselves. Yeah, more than half of the problems in the lives of Christians are caused by Christians themselves. Yeah, so you can be a weapon in the hand of Satan, and Satan will use you to capture you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to I refuse to be used by the devil against my own life and destiny. You can say, I refuse to be a weapon in the hand of the devil against my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I shall not become a weapon in the hand of Satan against my own life. I shall not be used by Satan against my own life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, my body shall not be used by Satan to work against my own life and destiny. My soul shall not be used by Satan to work against my life and destiny. My spirit shall not be used by Satan to work against my own life and destiny. My thoughts shall not be used by Satan. My words shall not be used by Satan to work against my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point, and you're going to pray. Do you know that the thought of your mind, they create they create a force of attraction in the spiritual realms and in the physical realm. Yeah, so if the thoughts in your heart or your mind are not pure, a lot of evil spirit will be attracted to you. In fact, they will be running after you just the way hands run after wherever they can smell sugar. Yeah, so when the thoughts in your heart are full of lust, full of fear, full of doubt, and full of negative things, you start to attract negative things, and in that moment, both spiritually and physically. But when the thoughts in your heart are pure, they are righteous, they are faithful, you'll be attracting heaven towards you, attracting angels towards you. And not only that, you'll be attracting your destiny helpers. You'll be attracting believers who are like-minded, who share the same mind with you. You'll be attracting them. Yeah, because the pure thoughts in your heart will be attracting the pure thoughts in the hearts of other believers. Yeah, so that is how God connects you with people that should walk with you. That is how God connects you even with your destiny helpers, by the kind of thoughts you think in your mind. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, from this day onward, you my mind, you my soul, you shall think holy pure thoughts. You shall think holy godly thoughts. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, from this day onward, I speak to you my soul. I speak to you my mind. You shall think only pure thoughts. You shall think only godly thoughts. You shall think only righteous thoughts. All the thoughts you will be thinking shall be governed by the word of God. all the thoughts you would think, including your imaginations, shall be controlled by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, everything you will think, you my mind, you my soul, everything you will think from today onwards shall please the Lord. Every imagination you will imagine shall please God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we worship and bless your name. Ancient of days, we praise you. Mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty God, be glorified, be praised, be adored forever in Jesus' name. We praise you for your reign from everlasting to everlasting. You do great and mighty works, and you are the one who can change our lives. You are the one who can set us free. You are the one who can restore us. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We have prayed here tonight, Father. We have called upon you. I ask, O Lord, that you answer every prayer your people have prayed unto you in this place tonight in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you reverse every situation, every negative situation in the lives of your people that is appearing irreversible. Father, I ask that you reverse them now in the name of Jesus. Everything that should not be in the lives of everyone here, because that wasn't your plan, I ask that you remove those things from their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Every problem you have been nursing in your life for a very long time, because you are here in this meeting tonight, that problem is no more in the name of Jesus. That problem is no more there in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the opportunities you need to become great as God has planned for your life, they shall start to look for you. Those opportunities shall begin to look for you right there where you are. The opportunities shall look for you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic presence and power that is following you to weaken you so that you will remain a slave to them, I bind such demonic presence, and I bind such demonic power, and I cast them out of your life right now in Jesus' name. You shall continually be stronger than your enemies, whether they like it or not. You shall attack your attackers. You shall face your oppressors as a lion, and you shall devour them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have a son. In Jesus' name, I have prayed.